What's up, soccer fans? Season 5, right here, right now, episode number 225 overall. I'm Mike Guillaume, your host, Sons of a Pitch, Soccer Central. This episode, we're going to talk about 2021. We're going to recap it. We're going to look ahead to 2022. We're going to discuss all of the news and notes, and my God, there is a lot of news and notes, transfer rumors, signings, deals, you name it, it's here. We've got that, and we're going to talk a little bit about Liga MX coming up with the Clausura starting up this weekend. All of that and more right now on episode number 225, season 5, episode number 1. Ladies and gentlemen, I am back from vacation. Thank you guys for jumping in already. We got Ryan Anderson in the house, DSO, Jose Mira, Brother BKL, Diego, a new Wiseman. What's up, everybody? Rocky, how you doing, my man? Good to see you, brother. And, man, this is going to be a fun episode. Glad you guys are here and hanging out. I wish all of you a happy new year, 2022. Hope you had a great Christmas. I had a wonderful Christmas myself. Great vacation. Got to step back from everything, get rested. And, man, I can feel that energy is back. I didn't have that energy for, like, the last 2 or 3 months of the season. It feels good, man. It feels real, real good. Glad you guys are here. Smash that like button down below. Hit that subscribe button as well if you're new here, you're a soccer fan. And you know what? We've got so much to talk about. Let's get right into it. First things first, let's talk about 2021. Let's recap it, okay? So Sons of a Pitch, Soccer Central. We did rebrand from Sons of a Pitch, an American soccer podcast, to Sons of a Pitch, Soccer Central. And we gained 4.3K subscribers last year. A huge, huge growth year. I mean, I remember back that in 2020, of course, we had the coronavirus pandemic, and hey, we're still here. It's still here, everybody. But you know what? We were just pushing, dying, trying to get to 1,000 subs, and we made it. And last year, we've got 4,300 subscribers. So thank you to each and every one of you guys for helping grow the sport of soccer here in the United States of America and in North America, because we are all CONCACAF here on Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central. Overall, a number for you guys, 473,000 views for Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central last year in 2021. A total of 1,098,000 watch minutes. That is absolutely insane. I mean, when you sit back and you think about that, it's funny. I remember starting this out, and we've got some good clips lined up for you guys from back in the day. And man, I mean, it was a crazy run. I remember just when we'd get 60 minutes, 100 minutes, 200 minutes, we hit 1,000 minutes of watch time. It was like, wow, people are actually watching us right now. And we got 1 million, almost 1.1 million watch minutes. Absolutely crazy last year. And we're going to do much better this year. We also got accreditation through media from Canada Soccer last season. Now a big time part of this show. Big ups to Richard Scott with Canadian Soccer. A big thank you to him for kind of getting us off the ground there with that. We also got accreditation in CONCACAF. So the region recognizes Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central as an official media member. Now, that's great. I love to dwell in the past. There you go. Wife, children, house, in the house saying, we got a finance guy reading off numbers, and he should. That's impressive stuff. You know, it is very impressive. Thank you, Wife, Children, House, a.k.a. Nick Pateras, my man. None of this is possible without you, sir. If you and I never got together and started this up, we would have never been where we are now because of that. So make sure you go check out Wife, Children, House as well. And we'll talk more about that later when those clips come out. But Ryan Anderson, big stuff, man. So proud of y'all, bro. Appreciate it, man. And look out, brother, for you. You are tearing it up, my man. We are going to have an unbelievable 2022. And let's talk about those 2022 numbers, okay? 2022 goals, I'm setting them big, all right? I'm not messing around. I want 10,000 subscribers this year. In 2022, I want 10K subscribers. And that means 10K on top of the 5.5 we've already got. I want to hit 15,000 subscribers by the end of 2022. It's a World Cup year, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a great opportunity here to continue to grow. And that takes all of your help. I can't do it myself. Also, I want 1 million views. We're going to get there. We're going to have 1 million views this season, this 2022 year. It's going to happen. Another thing we're going for, USA Soccer Media Accreditation, MLS Media Accreditation, some correspondence. I'll discuss that a little bit more coming up later in the show. And a little little something special this year that I've already started to plan. I want to get some more details on it before we make it official, but I would love to host an SOP annual party. Right now, I've got a plan for August 6th, 2022 in Nashville. Nashville's brand new stadium. I think we all meet up in Nashville, fly in, drive in, however you want to do it. We'll have a big old party with the RV in Nashville at that Nashville SC versus Toronto FC game. We'll buy a group of tickets. We'll figure out who's going to come, who's not going to come, all that kind of business, and make it happen, man. It's going to be a hell of a time. So I'm going to start putting that together as soon as possible. Probably once the season starts, we'll start to get some more details on that. All right, so with that being said, a huge 2021, so thank you guys so much for that. I can't do it without you guys. It's absolutely amazing what you guys have helped this channel become, and we are ready to rock and roll for 2022. The off season is almost over. I mean, we've got the training camp start in like 2 weeks, guys. This is insane. 2 weeks. It seems like yesterday. We were at MLS Cup final. And now we're about to have camp open up. January 15th, 16th, players start reporting. And then in just over a month after that, it's CCL. Starts up in mid-February. We got the January qualifiers window coming up. Lots of great stuff coming up real, real soon. So watch for that. All right, let's get into the off-season news and notes. My God, there is so much to talk about here. I can't even put these in a specific order as far as priorities. I just want to start breaking them all down for you guys. First up, I want to talk about Inter Miami. All right, Inter Miami, Rodolfo Pizarro looks like he's going to end up in Monterrey. He's going to end up going back to Monterrey. What a joke. What a disappointing run in MLS it was for Rodolfo Pizarro of Inter Miami. I mean, remember when he was linked? He was linked up with some of the clubs in MLS. It was like, oh yeah, Rodolfo Pizarro is going to come to Chicago. He's going to play for Chicago. Didn't happen. Ends up going to Inter Miami, and my God, what a horrible, horrible time that was. Bernardo Lombrado, hey bro, how are you today? Happy New Year to you and the family. Thank you, Bernardo. Same to you, my man. Good to see you, brother. And yes, Happy New Year to you as well. Rocky, there you go. Congrats to DSO once again. Amen. Congrats to the NYCFC fans, DSO, as well as Brother BKL, Daniel Young. You guys deserve it. Big ups for winning that championship there in 2021. All right, so there you go. DSO says Pizarro flopped hard. Man, did he ever. I mean, this guy was supposed to be a big deal coming here to MLS, and it did not work out well at all. Nothing of note. I mean, there wasn't a big-time playoff run. There wasn't a big-time star season out of Pizarro. There was nothing. This was a complete flop, and he's going back to Liga MX, which is kind of a trend that I think we're going to see now in MLS and Liga MX, right? I mean, let me just stop for a second because I'm excited to cover some Liga MX games. They have some great teams. They have some great players. They have a lot of exciting football for the offseason. When MLS isn't playing, I'm down with Liga MX East, but when they're playing, when MLS is playing, I don't have time for Liga MX East because it's the past. Liga MX East still is better than MLS. I will give them that. It's still a better league, but not for long. Not for long at all, especially with CCL coming through with these League's Cup games coming up and the way they're going to change up the season and all that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, MLS will take over Liga MX, and especially with some of these moves that we're talking about here, just watch, ladies and gentlemen. It's not far away at all. Now, another note for Inter Miami. This one, I'm just going to go out on a limb right now, today, and say, book it. Luis Suarez, it's almost a guarantee. He's going to sign for Inter Miami, all right? He just announced today that that he's looking to move to MLS. He's going to continue in MLS. I don't see any suitors in MLS outside of Inter Miami. I expect Luis Suarez to come to Inter Miami. They're moving. They're making a lot of moves. I mean, look at there you go. Wife, children, house puts it perfectly. Pizarro, Higuain, Matuidi, terrible mindset coming into MLS, thinking they just walk all over it. Glad they're gone. Yes. Yes, exactly. Those DPs, good names, big names, but they were not successful. And you know what? I think you're going to see Luis Suarez coming in. New Wiseman goes, Suarez to Inter Miami? Yes. I think Suarez goes to Inter Miami. I don't see any other teams that want them. I don't see any other teams that would want a 34, almost 35-year-old striker to come play for their team at that type of money, that type of DP, you know, a DP contract, let alone. So I can see this happening. It's written all over it with Beckham. He's talked about it. Being the case, I can see that happening. Luis Suarez, book it, going to Inter Miami over the next few weeks. Expect to see that coming up. Now, one thing I will note for Luis Suarez is, I'm thinking, okay, this guy's kind of fallen off, right? He was big time 4, 5, 6 years ago. He's kind of fallen off. Well, when I look at it, I just looked up the stats and I was kind of impressed here because, I look at Luis Suarez and his record at Atletico Madrid. 28 goals in 44 appearances. That's not bad, ladies and gentlemen. Not in a top-flight league like La Liga there in Spain. When you think about it, a player for Atletico Madrid, he's going up against Barca's. Yes, Barca's falling off. There's, you know, some guys saying that they're back. They're not. Real Madrid and whatnot. But La Liga's still a good league. So for a guy who has 28 goals and 44 appearances for Atletico Madrid, I expect him to be able to do some damage in MLS if the mindset is right. That is the key for a player like that, as the new Wiseman says. MLS 1.0 mindset, okay? That's it, right? If he comes in thinking, hey, this is my retirement, that's what's going to happen. He's gonna fail. But I think he could be decent for Miami if they put some pieces around him. So we'll see how that goes. Another one to talk about here, let's talk about Austin FC for a minute. Expansion side Austin FC, they're no longer in expansion side. Now Charlotte FC is going to be, going to be the next expansion team here coming in to start the league soon. But Austin FC, Tomas Pochettino to River Plate. Looks like they're moving him to River Plate. And Austin FC, a very, very interesting move here by taking that designated player spot and using it on Alex Ring. What? Excuse me? Did somebody just say Alex Ring is going to be the designated player for Austin FC? Yes, that is it. And you know what? I can't quite wrap my head around this. And DSO is like, what? That's exactly what I said when I read this. Alex Ring, very good player. Don't get me wrong. Very good defensive midfielder. I like him. I like him a lot. Hey, you know what? As an MLS player, maybe a low TAM player, a DP. Come on, that's almost as bad as when Jozy Altidore signed that re-up with Toronto FC 3.5, 4 years ago as a DP when everybody said TAM at best. For Jozy, it's the same type of deal. Alex Ring, what the hell are they thinking? The only thing I can think of is he's your captain. You're trying to reward him. There is some talk that apparently it's low enough of a DP deal that he can be bought down with TAM come summertime. So that's the only shining light to this signing at all. But Austin FC losing a guy like Tomas Pochettino, which don't get me wrong, he did not play well for Austin FC. Austin FC had a rough season, but he was a decent player. He didn't have enough time to grow with Austin FC. And then to make that move and then put it on Alex Ring as a DP, that's insane. I can't quite wrap my head around that, but it's been done. We'll see how it goes. So there you go. A new Wiseman says Austin gonna move in 3 seasons. Wouldn't put it past Anthony Precourt, but he's got, I would say more like 6, because I think it's going to take about 5 to 6 years for Austin FC's fan support to dwindle down to a point where he would want to move him. Because my God, it's when that's your owner, you never know what could happen. And we'll talk a little bit. We got a couple more moves to talk about in a little bit about Austin FC and some of the signings that they had. some decent signings. I'm okay with them. We've got a couple more people in the house. Ramon Poblano in the house. Hi, Mike. Hi, SOP Familia. How you doing, Ramon? How you doing, my man? Good to see you. LAFC, what do you think about that new hire? We're going to talk about that towards the end of the episode as well. And there you go, Connor. I love it, man. F free court. As a Columbus Crew fan, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I completely agree. All right, guys, hit that like button down below. Hit that subscribe button if you're new here. Let's keep moving down the list of rumors and news and notes. New York City time. All right, James Sands to Rangers. This is almost done, ladies and gentlemen. This is 2 hours ago. Daily Mail reports that Rangers is poised to sign midfielder James Sands from New York City FC after selling Nathan Patterson. This looks like it's going to happen, and good for James Sands. He kind of broke out on the scene in the summertime, right? I mean, this guy kind of broke out. There's been talk about him being a very good player. I remember talking about him, I think, a year and a half ago and being like, yeah, well, his FIFA rating's pretty good as far as potential goes. And he looked good for the United States men's national team in that Gold Cup and kind of broke out. Now it moved to Rangers, a great move for New York City's James Sands. I'm excited for that. As an NYCFC fan, I'm a little bit concerned, though. Losing a guy like that in the midfield, but hey, look, there you go. Not too worried with Parks and Acevedo coming back from injury. DSO right on cue. There you go, man. So, look, I think they'll be fine, but James Sands, this was a great move. A lot of big-time moves, and we're going to talk about those big-time moves here in a minute, of players from the United States men's national team that are moving over to Europe. Because, look, even though MLS is starting to enter 4.0 range with some of the rumored signings that are around, a.k.a. Lorenzo Insigne to Toronto, but MLS is still a growing league. It's still a league that's going to ship out their best young players. And this is what you like to see for the growth of the United States men's national team, as well as, you know, for some of the Canadians men's national team players as well that are in MLS. You want to see these guys start to move on to Europe to become better, to play against better competition, to get to that next step. And I can see that happening for sure, especially with this one. All right, so next up, Atlanta United, another young American that could be moving very soon, but it's kind of quieted down over the last few days. George Bello to Watford of the Premier League, a possibility. I don't know if it's going to happen. There hasn't been too much talk about it as of late. It was reported about 7-8 days ago. I think that this is a possibility, but it's a small possibility. And a new Wiseman says, please not Watford. Why? Why? Don't you want to see this guy going to a Premier League team? I mean, we've got some things to talk about there with Miles Robinson as well. Okay, we'll loop this in as one. A new Wiseman says Miles is staying in Atlanta. I think he is, too. I think he will as well. But yeah, Watford's close to relegation. Too much, too quick for Bello. I agree, kind of throwing him into the dogs of the English Premier League is probably a little bit too quick. Bello could use another season, maybe two, at Atlanta in MLS. Again, the Alphonso Davies track, right? I mean, you look at Vancouver. They had Alphonso Davies come up. He played in Vancouver for a good year, year and a half as a starter, as a star. And Bello is just starting to make that move into star for Atlanta United. So I could see, I could see that happening, but I agree it's probably a little bit too soon for George Bello going to the Premier League, facing that type of competition week in and week out. And would he even get any playing time, right? So I just wanted to throw this one out here to discuss a little bit, but Miles Robinson, this is something I think Atlanta United has really, and a new Wiseman, please put me in my place. Being a diehard Atlanta United fan, put me in my place if I need it, man. But it seems like Atlanta United is just out to get the United States men's national team. They are out to stop the progression of these players like Miles Robinson, like George Bello. Miles Robinson, 5 to 8 million, that's a little bit low as far as those offers go. But I mean, some of the numbers that were being that were being thrown out there were crazy. 15 million, 17 million for Miles Robinson, not a chance. Defenders never get that type of money from these transfer fees. You might see it from strikers, as you saw with Ricardo Pepi. and we'll talk about Pepe in a minute. Same thing with Daryl DK, right? But you're not going to see that from a Miles Robinson, a center back type transfer. So for me, I'm a little bit upset because Atlanta's like, no, wait. We're not going to let Miles Robinson go play for the USMNT in a game because we want to make sure he doesn't get hurt. We're not going to let these guys go up for national team duty. We're not going to sell these guys over to Europe to continue to grow. They're holding them back for the success of the team. And look, it's a fine line. I think Atlanta is way too far over here. I think some of the other teams are way too far over here. I think we need to meet in the middle. Okay, there needs to be times when MLS teams, if they're going into a playoff run and there's a FIFA window in November, you say, whoa, stop. I'm not letting this guy go. We need him for our playoff run. However, when you're talking about selling a player onto Europe to continue to grow, to continue to get better, I'm like, you know, it is very selfish. And there you go. A new Wiseman says the Atlanta front office needs to get fired. Okay, so you do agree with me then. It pisses me off. All right, good. Allison's in the house. What's up, Allison? How you doing upstairs? Glad you're joining on here. Yeah, so Atlanta United's ego is getting the better of them. I agree. All right, let's talk about the next move. All right, so we talked a little bit about Atlanta United's moves. Now, LA Galaxy, Jonah Dos Santos to Club America. It's where MLS players go to die. Okay? That's where MLS players go to die. Club America, especially Dos Santos players. Okay, Giovanni, he left MLS and went to Club America and died. Jonah following suit, going to Club America. I'm very, very glad that the Areola rumor was quickly shot down. Because you don't want to see a young guy like Paul Areola from DC United going down to Club America and having his career end. I mean, it seems like that's what it is. And in Liga MX, that's where the shift is going. These players that go to Liga MX from MLS are seeing their careers, just the trajectories just going right down. I mean, there's a rumor now also of Mauro Minotas. Okay, he went from Houston to Tijuana, Cholos. Couldn't score any goals at Cholos. Did not play well for Tijuana. Now, apparently, he's coming back to Houston in MLS. Players just seem to go to Liga MX to die. And, I hate to see it. But Jonah Dos Santos, I'm sorry, man, but that's it for you. there you go. Ramon says, agreed. Players go to America to die. I think Leggett is a much bigger loss. Leggett. Sebastian Leggett, did he go somewhere? Did I miss that when I was on vacation, Ramon? Because I don't know. Did Sebastian Leggett go to Liga MX? Nah. All right, guys, hook me up here. Tell me if it's... I might have missed something because I have to admit I was kind of out of it for the last 2 to 3 weeks. I was, Leggett went to New England. Okay, there you go. I was going to say, I didn't think he went to Liga MX. That's a good move. He's comfortable with Bruce Arena, and, that's a good move. Good move. There you go. DSO says, Mauro Minotas is a name I haven't heard since, like, 2018. Cheers to that one. All right, so thank you guys for that quick response there. On that one. Next one, we got to talk about the first of the two big moves that we have to talk about. First up, Daryl DK to West Brom of the Championship on loan. Wait, no. It's not a loan. It's permanent. $9.5 million transfer. A great move for Daryl DK. Wow. I love it. I love this move for Daryl DK. Look at what he did at Barnsley last season for the Championship. Almost got Barnsley promoted, made it into the playoffs. Daryl DK tore up the Championship. I love this move for Daryl DK. This is huge. I mean, he had 9 goals in 19 appearances for Barnsley, and he's going to continue that, if not do better. And I just love it. You put that money into the bank for Orlando City, an MLS super draft pick, ends up going over for almost $10 million. Absolutely great. J. Jardim in the house. What's up, J. Jardim? How you doing, my man? I'm sorry that you live in Ontario, brother. I'm sorry. We don't want to talk about that right now, though. But, man, you know, this was a big-time move for Daryl DK. He's going back to England, where he should be, all right? I was mad when he came back from Barnsley. I was mad when he came back to Orlando City. And, you know, I'm really glad that he's going back there and he can fight for promotion with West Brom. I think he's going to help him get there. They're currently sitting in the fourth spot in the championship. And you know what? I think they're going to get it done. And they're going to make it into the Prem, and that's going to be a huge test for Daryl DK. And you know what? We're going to take a second here and play a little Daryl DK clip from the past. I got two clips for you guys with these two big moves. And here is that first clip with Daryl DK. Check it out, guys. This is fun.
But moving on to maybe another role player who can really contribute to Nani's play and to some of Orlando City's success, if they have any, is Daryl Dike. He's a youngster that, you know, in our interactions with
Daryl
fans. Daryl DK. Oh, my gosh.
Get your pronunciation right, man.
Yeah, sorry about that. One of the other breakout youngsters. I'm that out. That's ridiculous. I can't say that. Yeah, let's just, okay. So one of the other breakout youngsters that I expect to take on a bigger role, especially if Nani can get him involved a little bit more, Daryl DK. He is the brother of Bright DK. For those of you who may know his career, I actually don't know much about him other than, you know, kind of a few notes we put together on Daryl. He was the number five pick in the draft. Probably could have gone number one because he is a big physical player. And if he has a big year, which I hope he does, they'll probably end up releasing Dwyer or maybe trying to move Dwyer in the summer transfer window.
So there you go, right? This was that we had to pull up a blast from the past there. Nick, Mr. Wife, Children House, in the house tonight. Nick Pateras, my man. That was hilarious, man. And for you guys, you know, you got Jay and Ryan, and you guys are all like, I remember that. Man, that was the edited clip. There was a few choice words in that in that point. Oh, my God. That was awesome. We edited out some of that choice language because at the time we're like, oh, we got to be careful. We don't want to piss anybody off at YouTube by saying any bad words. So there you go. Throws his homie under the bus, LMAO. Hey, you know what? It was great. Daryl DK, you know what? A big-time move. I'm really happy that that he's got that move, and I'm excited for to watch the next while for Daryl DK. It's going to be good. It's going to be real good. All right, let me find this link. I was going to do this pre-show, but I forgot to get the link there for Nick's channel. Guys, if you have not subscribed to Nick's channel yet, Wife Children House, guys, go check it out right now. Here is the link in the chat. Go and hit that subscribe button. Help out my buddy Nick Pateras. Good friend, Nick Pateras. We wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for Nick. So go support him on that on his channel there with some USMNT videos, some Pokemon videos if you're into that kind of stuff. And there you go. Have at it, guys. So is that Nick, man? Didn't know. There you go, Jay. It is Nick. That is Nick's channel. So go and hit that link, guys, right there in the chat and go subscribe to Nick's channel. Lots of good USMNT content on there as well. All right. So next up, let's talk a little bit about Tati Castellanos. Tati Castellanos to Palmeiras? It's kind of falling apart a little bit. $12.5 million? I don't think so. New York City holding out for that $15 million plus. And, you know, sounds like he might end up coming back to New York City. There's some options out there. Marseille, Feyenoord from the Eredivisie. As well, I think he stays. Really do. I think Marseille, there was some talk with Marseille, but they want him as a backup. And I don't think that's going to fly for Tati Castellanos to be a backup for a mediocre Ligue 1 side in France. Feyenoord, I don't like that fit in the Eredivisie for Tati. I really don't. I think he'd be better off going to Palmeiras or possibly a different side in Europe. So it sounds like he may stay. And New York City, I don't blame him. I don't blame him to be holding out for that $15 million. All right, you've got a guy. You've got a guy who won the Golden Boot, who can score with his head. He scores with his feet. He can score from the spot. He can play ball. I don't know if you want to lose a guy like that for less than a record type transfer fee when he's the most recent Golden Boot scorer and winner here at MLS. So I like the fact that fell apart. And there you go. Sell him in the summer if you have to. Why would you sell Tati before CCL? I agree. I agree, Ryan. And there you go. Brother BKL says, I will get Cruz Azul striker Mike. There is talk for New York City about getting possibly Jonathan Rodriguez from Cruz Azul. Might be a good signing for New York City, your reigning MLS Cup champions. Adding to Atalas Manyo, the only DP on the roster right now, that would be nice. That would be very nice to see a guy like that. And there you go. DSO says, I'd get Gabigol from Flamengo. There's actually, it was funny, when I was talking to DSO today on my my live stream sports chat stream for the Manchester United game, and we were talking about Gabigol, the former Inter Milan player who's with Flamengo now. That could be something interesting, but there's a lot of talk. Arsenal heavily interested in him. A couple other really big clubs over in Europe interested. So we'll see if New York City is willing to splash the cash like Toronto FC is, which we'll talk about that a little bit further coming up here at after our sponsor break. But look, we're going to take that sponsor break now. We're 33 minutes into this one. Guys, we're going to take a sponsor break here on the podcast, and we're going to throw up the graphic here, the BetUS graphic. And while we wait for that, we'll have our podcast sponsorship break, and John Donovan is here to give you a Chicago Fire update, and then we'll be back to talk about some more moves right after this.
This episode of Sons of a Pitch, an American soccer podcast, brought to you by Nice Premium Iceland Pure Spring Water. Also by Donovan Food Brokerage, a sales and marketing firm focused on food service sales in the Midwest. And lastly, by Skira, Icelandic spring water available at your local 7-Eleven. And now it's time for our weekly Chicago Fire update, brought to you by John Donovan. Take it away, John.
Mike, John Donovan here, looking forward to the season. We've had too long a vacation from the MLS side. Getting out of the playoffs is no fun for any team in the MLS. When the season started last year, I was joking with a friend. If we look at the TV and we see Frankie Klopas as the head coach, we know the season's lost. And we had just too many games with him. We had some pressure games with him that the team fell apart down in Miami, up in Montreal, Toronto. Then at the very end of the season, he came and beat two squads, and then the final game was a disaster. Why they have Frankie Klopas still on the coaching staff is beyond me. But we're going to support Ezra Hendrickson, CJ Brown, and Junior Gonzalez. Hendrickson and Gonzalez have been around. They worked together with the Galaxy and Seattle. Two great coaches, Siggy and Porter. Siggy's style was hold the ball, control it, and win, which he did often. And Porter is attack, and he obviously has two MLS Cups. So they've studied under some very good American coaches. I hope that they can get the support from old George Hintz. I'm sure that George Hintz is on a short lease this year. The last two seasons were a disaster. I've looked over the roster, Mike, and it just is not encouraging, especially on the opening of today. If I had to start, the team would have been really made up of weak players. It would have, especially on the forward side. Duran is the guy that they signed from Colombia. I followed his career this past year, and I believe 11 games he's had 7 yellow cards as a forward. That does not fit for a young guy. I hope that Ezra and Junior Gonzalez can control some of these Latin American stars, especially from Colombia and Venezuela. I was down in Venezuela, and I always was frustrated with the arguing with the referees. It just the whistle would go, and the arguing would start. So if they can control guys like Duran and the other fellow, Carlos Terran, if they can control their two tempers, it's going to be a better squad. But as it looks right now, it would be, if I was the coach, it would be Duran and Bizarra, a young homegrown player from University of Indiana that they signed. There's always quality coming out of Indiana. So we hope that they get a shot. Ivanov did not get a chance last year. He hurt his knee in preseason. So hopefully he'll be a backup. And Herbers, I just like the way Herbers plays. They need his style and his energy on the squad. He's a year older, but believe me, last year he played every minute of the games. I really enjoyed his tenacity. On the backside, you know, Sekulak, I really liked him playing. He was a dangerous right side fullback. Unfortunately, they have Espinosa in the same spot. And I think you get more out of Sekulak. They have Olmsted, Bornstein, and Miguel Navarro. Navarro is a better halfback than fullback. He gets overwhelmed by some of these bigger forwards. And believe it or not, the Fire signed their first new player for this coming season that does add a bit of excitement. They did sign Spencer Ritchie, first off, a backup goalie to Solnina. I guess they didn't think Brady was good enough yet to back up our main guy. But there's been rumors around, and finally one came across, and they signed Raphael, and please have patience with me with this last name, Zichos. It's Czichos. He's a 31-year-old left defensive player, and he signed from the Bundesliga, FC Cologne. He really, reading about him up till this last couple of games, he's been a really good player. A lot of interceptions. He must be a very in-depth player, but he's developed groin problems and hamstring problems for soccer players are deadly. He's been out a couple of games this year with that nightmare of groin problems. So let's see what comes. There's word that they're going to be signing some Mexican internationals, hopefully from the Mexican national team. That will give us some, you know, anybody that reminds of us of Guatemala Blanco would be good. But the league itself is crazy, Mike. I mean, Caelan Clark is back with the Red Bulls. Pepe has been sold for, I believe, $20 million. And DK is going back over to England. So there's a lot of exciting things happening. I just wish it would happen with the Fire. I'm really going to root for Ezra. We've got to hopefully support this guy. But if he doesn't get the support of George Hines, who I believe will be on a short leash this year, he's not going to make it. So come on, George, you got to get it out of you, and you got to understand that U.S. players are good. It's good for the squad. Take care, Mike.
All right, thanks, John, for that Chicago Fire update here. Now let's get right back into the business. With New York City, Maxi Morales re-signed, not as a designated player. So there you go, big-time deal there to keep Maxi in New York City and not taking up a DP spot. So big moves for New York City trying to repeat as MLS Cup champions. Man, oh man. Two DP spots for the MLS Cup champions. That's dangerous right there. That's very, very dangerous. All right. Next up, we got to talk about the Ricardo Pepi deal. Right now, I got a clip for you guys from way back in 2020. January of 2020, Ricardo Pepi. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
And then what do you think about Cannon and Ricardo Pepi, the other player you've listed as a youngster that could break out?
Yeah, so as far as really breaking out, I think Ricardo Pepi is the guy to talk about for Dallas. This guy lit up USL League One last year. I watched a lot of games with TFC2, so I'm pretty familiar with League One, USL League One. This guy was, I mean, just you could not stop this guy, or North Texas SC, for that matter, in USL League One. I think they won the title. These guys were, you know, fantastic. Ricardo Pepi was scoring tons of goals, and he's kind of the next big thing to come out of their their youth academy. So that one, I definitely expect him to be to have a breakout season.
There you go. I called it back in January before COVID. All right, before COVID, I called this thing and was like, Ricardo Pepi, look out for this dude. He's coming. And he is now no longer in MLS. The biggest signing ever out of Major League Soccer, Ricardo Pepi, goes to FC Augsburg in the Bundesliga. Out of nowhere, out of completely just, it was like, what? Where did this come from? There was rumors about him going to Wolfsburg. There was rumors about him going to Bayern Munich, and I did not want either one of those moves personally because I was a little bit scared. With Bayern, forget about it. He's not going to get any minutes with Lewandowski up top in the system that they play. He's never going to happen. He's never going to get those minutes. Now, with Wolfsburg, they had a few strikers as well, so he wasn't going to be that main guy. Augsburg comes out of nowhere, and boom, there you have it. They totally hijacked the deal, DSO. Totally hijacked the deal and got them. They paid for it, and what a deal it was. This is a team that's fighting to stay out of relegation in the Bundesliga, and they got it done. They got it done. Zachary Harden says, FCA, a very good spot for Pepi. Really gives him a chance to shine. Hope he can help Augsburg stay up. I agree. I think he will. I do. This kid is unbelievable. As I said back 2 years ago when he was a nobody, that no one knew of this guy, I knew he was going to break out and become something very, very special in MLS for USMNT. I think with a strong finish to the Bundesliga season, he will be your starting striker in World Cup 2022 in Qatar for the United States. I really do. I do feel that now, and maybe we'll have to record this clip in December, January next year when that comes to fruition, all right? Because this is huge. Great move, $20 million plus bonuses. Now, the question is, what's FC Dallas going to do with this money? What's FC Dallas going to do? Are they going to just sit on it? Are they just going to take that cash and stash it away? Or are they going to put this back in? Are they going to start putting out a winner? Are they going to start putting out a winner for their fans? Because I'll tell you, I've met a lot of FC Dallas fans. I've been to a few FC Dallas games when they play Toronto, preseason, regular season as well. They've got some unbelievable fans. They deserve a winner. They deserve a team that spends some money. You look at some of the players that they've sent out. Tanner Tessman, Reggie Cannon. You look at some of the more recent ones, right? Like with Paxton Pomykal coming up in the system. You've got you've got so many big time players that have come out of Dallas. They need to spend this money. Brian Reynolds, we're going to talk about him in a minute as well. As far as some moves that he might see coming up here over the next few weeks. There you go. That's, FCD got the bag. They're going to put it back in the academy. The Hunts don't do crap for the club. They don't. They really don't. And I really hope that they start to put some money out there because $20 million, obviously they have to split some of that with MLS. That's that single entity system coming out. But, they have to put some money in. Now, why do I think Pepe's going to succeed in the Bundesliga? Ricardo Pepi plays as a big-time striker up top by himself. Beautiful, beautiful game. And you know what? I think he fits into the 4-4-2, the four. I would say probably even like a 3-5, 3-5-2 fitting there for Augsburg that I've heard. He is going to play well. And another thing that really stood out to me is, that Pepi has come out and said, I record and watch every single one of Haaland's games from Borussia Dortmund. He's studying that man's game. He's trying to become that type of player, which, I mean, they're roughly around the same age. Haaland's a little bit older, but you see a guy that is putting in this type of work and watching that much film in the Bundesliga, he's going to succeed. in the Bundesliga. And there you go. A new Wiseman says, I think FCD gets 100% because he's an academy player. You got a point there. You got a point. That might be true. So, Pepe's going to do well for Augsburg. I think he keeps them up. I think that's a huge signing for the United States men's national team. I think it's a huge signing for MLS. And just a great, great move overall from this side. So, great move. I love it. Another one to talk about, Tejan Buchanan officially moves to Club Brugge in Belgium. Great picture of him on the plane heading to Club Brugge in Belgium. I love it, man. I love it. This kid has risen from a super draft pick to a spot in Belgium. He's not going to some crazy, crazy type place, where he's never going to get any minutes, where he's going to get loaned out. This is the perfect fit for him. He's going to play week in, week out. I absolutely love it. Ryan Anderson says, Tejan is clear of Reyna. Slow down a little bit, Ryan. I don't know if I'd go clear of Reyna. I think he might be on the same type of trajectory as Giovanni Reyna, but I don't see him being clear of Reyna. That may be a little bit too far, but there you go. Tejan deserves this opportunity totally. Totally. He does. This kid has come up. He made his way through the ranks, the draft. Now he's in with New England Revolution. He turned it around with Canada. He's part of that huge, huge movement for Canada soccer, which has just been absolutely unbelievable to watch and huge to be a part of. I'm so excited about that. And there you go. DSO says, no, he's not, Ryan. You're high on that Canadian maple syrup. Truth. All right. So, now, enough of that. Let's talk about, real quick, I want to touch on Chicago Fire signing Rafael Sagicios from Cologne in the Bundesliga, a TAM deal for the left-footed center back. I like it. I like that move for the Fire, but I don't see that being a crazy move that's going to really change MLS or change the fortunes of the Fire, but a good move nonetheless. Some moves inside of MLS. Let's talk about those for a minute before we get into our crazy TFC talk. First up, let's talk about CF Montreal signs Alistair Johnson. Since we're on that lovely Canadian men's national team take, Montreal signs Alistair Johnson, a trade from Nashville, $1 million in GAM. A great move for Alistair Johnson. He's going to be playing with Kamal Miller at the back with Samuel Piet, he's comfortable with these guys playing with the Canadians men's national team. I like it for Alistair Johnson, even though I do believe this is just a step in the right direction before he goes to ply his trade in Europe at some point. So I like it. I like it. But Terry, if Montreal, if they can find a 10, look out. Jay, they got a lot of work to do, man. They got a lot of work to do. They don't have a team, man. They've got a lot of work to do. Rocky, they don't have a team, man. They got plenty of work to do before they get there. But that's a good signing there with Alistair Johnson. I like that. Now, all right, guys, we're at 23 likes. Hit that like button. Let's get up to 30. Come on, guys. Hit that like button if you haven't done it. Slow 4L, do you think Portland Timbers can win MLS next season if we sign three players? No. I think Portland is a little bit... has fallen off a little bit, especially with the news of Sebastian Blanco coming out just recently. But we'll see. We'll see. All right. Now, let's talk about Austin FC with a couple MLS-type signings. They get Maxi Arruti and Ethan Finley. Two very good signings for Austin FC. A little bit pissed about the move with Alex Ring being a DP, but decent moves there with Maxi Arruti and Ethan Finley. Both of those guys are proven MLS players. I like that move, those moves, for Austin FC. Jesse T in the house. What's up, man? I'm doing fantastic, Jesse. How you doing? How about Augsburg making the move at FC Dallas? Dude, you just missed it. You came in a little bit late, so make sure you hit that like button and then come on back and watch the replay in about 25, 30 minutes or so and listen to that piece. We also have a fun little clip there for you. I like Maxi Arruti. He is, yes, a good journeyman, Ryan. A very good journeyman. So Maxi Arruti, a good signing there for Austin FC. Ethan Finley, same deal, right? Out of Columbus, played with Minnesota for a while. Good player. Atlanta United picks up Ozzie Alonso. Love this deal. As a free agent, get that veteran grit. Getting that, I love it, man. I love this pickup by Atlanta. Is it going to change the trajectory of their season? Probably not, but a good signing, a good piece to bring in. I like it. I like it a lot. All right, Philadelphia pickup Julian Carranza from Inter Miami on loan. Another one that's a decent move. I like this move for Philadelphia. They need help up top. Remember, this is their their big-time player, Sergio Santos, coming in. Screw it. That Sergio Santos is nothing. Julian Carranza, decent young player from Inter Miami. Maybe in a different setup, he does better than he did with Inter Miami. Another move inside MLS that I really like, Omar Gonzalez to the New England Revolution. Great move for Bruce Arena. Huge move. One, because he's not on TFC anymore. Okay? That makes me happy. Number two, it's a depth piece. He's not starting. He's not the big-time center back. And that's what everybody's like, oh, why would they sign him? Why would they sign this guy? He's not any good. Come on now. There's a reason why he got signed by New England Revolution. It's that veteran leadership. It's the fact that Bruce Arena is familiar with him. All right? Concrete feet will ruin this Revs and CCL. He's not going to play, Ryan. He's going to be a depth piece. This is a guy you bring on in the 70th minute when you need a headed goal. All right? This is what you're going to need. This is what you need when you're up by a goal. You need a big-time, fresh-legs defender to come in the 75th, 80th minute. That's what you're getting with Omar Gonzalez, and I love that move. I love it for them, especially Bruce Arena. He's worked with him in the past. He knows what he's dealing with. I like it a lot. Houston signs Steve Clark from Portland. Steve Clark, very good goalkeeper from the Timbers. He moves on to Houston Dynamo. Houston Dynamo, oh, that's right. He just picked up a new coach, Paolo Nagamura, former TFC player, even though it's like five appearances or whatever. So, hey, you know what? I like this pickup from Houston with Steve Clark. Good goalie. And you know what? Paolo Nagamura as a head coach wouldn't be my first pick for a head coach of the Houston Dynamo. Not so sure about it. I'm really not. This is a guy who doesn't have a ton of coaching experience, some with Sporting KC too, but, I don't know. I remember watching him back in the day with TFC when he was here for a little bit of time, and it was fun. I actually met him when I went down to their training camp back in 2007, the little bit of time he was there. All right, next up, Seattle Sounders trying to sign Ruznak from RSL as a free agent. Huge move if that goes through. You add Ruznak to that midfield, my God. Ladero, Roldan, some of those other pieces there. Ruznak in the middle, Jao Paulo. Damn, what a midfield that is. A huge Ruznak's a hell of a player in MLS. That would be a big-time signing if Seattle could find a way to get that done. All right, so the chat's blowing up here. Ryan says, Borjan to Toronto. I feel Borjan would be nice, Ryan. You know what? I don't see it happening, but I would love to see it happen. Recent stories out of Belgrade, as he plays for Red Star Belgrade, got into a big-time argument with former Inter Milan player and now head coach of Red Star Belgrade, Dejan Stankovic. Apparently, he wanted a release and all that, and now they've kind of made things nice. And I don't know if it's going to happen. TFC is kind of in a rough spot right now for that because they've got two keepers under contract, Alex Bono and Quentin Westberg. Really, they should be moving one of those guys. I would think they would have to move one, if not two, to make that Borjan signing. But I would love to see that Borjan end up playing for Toronto FC. We got a couple comments here on our Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central color cast. Here, so we got Alex Mack in the house as well as Michael C. Thanks for jumping on, guys. We got Caden Clark loaned back to the Red Bulls. Is sick. We'll talk about that in a minute. You think about the schedule for 22 modified 22 Qatar schedule. Man, it's crazy. It's crazy. All right. So Tam, yeah, Ryan. It would be a Tam signing if they got Ruznak for sure. He would be a Tam level guy. But look, I think Borjan to TFC, probably not going to happen, but there's a slight chance. Now, one thing that is official for Toronto FC, they signed Shane O'Neill. Everybody calm the hell down, okay? Shane O'Neill is not the answer to the defensive problems in Toronto. He's a depth piece, kind of similar to, more so than an Omar Gonzalez to New England Revolutions, but still a depth piece as it is. Shane O'Neill's a very good player. I think he can fill in nicely along that back line, but I would like him to be an option off of the bench or if there were any injuries and not be your starting center back all the time. Now, the big time news, Lorenzo Insigne to Toronto FC. Guys, this is like right here. It is right there. It is almost done. It's so close. Bill Manning was supposed to get on a flight to Naples or to Rome, and then he came down with COVID. Like, who's not coming down with COVID these days, right? This Omicron crap just going around here like crazy. So, I see it happening, but, you know, Insigne, it sounds like it's done. They're just waiting on the signature. This is a crazy move for MLS, for Toronto FC. All right, everybody kind of stop and think about this for a minute. You've got a guy who's 30 years old, not a spring chicken. He's no young player right now, but this is a huge, huge sign. This is like probably your like 15, number 15 through number 20 player in the world in Lorenzo Insigne. This is not like, oh, he's a really good player. No, this is one of the top players in the world. One of the top wingers in the world, in the sport, coming to Toronto FC. This is absolutely huge. And I'll tell you, they have been insane, Jay. Hugely insane. Ryan says, play Gloria in coming. Man, totally. This is a huge signing for Toronto FC if it does, in fact, go through, which it should. All the reports are there. Corriere dello Sport does not go writing articles saying things are done when they don't have a very, very close inside source, a.k.a. probably the agent of Lorenzo Insigne, telling them that. So this is huge. Some other players that have been mentioned to Toronto FC, they're trying to do a Serie A raid right now. You got Crescito, Domenico Crescito from Genoa, maybe coming over to TFC, a center back slash can play left back as well, would be a huge, huge signing for Toronto FC to help that defensive side of things. Mattia Destro has been mentioned as well. I don't see that one happening. Belotti, Jay, there you go. Andrea Belotti, unbelievable skills. I mean, I've watched this guy for a long time playing in Serie A. Huge skills. Very, very good skills. This would be huge. There's a lot of talk, though, that his wife does not want to move to Canada, that she wants to stay in Italy. It sounds like he wants to go to AC Milan from Torino. So chances of this one, if I had to put a number on it, I'd probably put it around like 45 to 50%. Maybe 45 to 49%. I think it's on the lower end, but it could get done, especially when Insigne becomes official. Then I think you start to throw out those, all right, now all of a sudden you got Lorenzo Insigne and Belotti as two offensive players for Toronto FC playing together. That's going to help their chances of playing for the Azzurri and the national team. So that's big. Now, another one that's kind of interesting here. If Belotti falls through, that dude on Twitter, Will Forbes, transfers MLS, says it's going to happen. And there you go, wife, children, house. What a better name than that. Wife, children, house say, uh-oh, if the wife says no, it's not happening. She ain't saying no, she just says she don't wanna. So we don't know if that's official yet. But if that falls through, Alessio Romagnoli, the center back, the captain of AC Milan, is being scouted by Toronto FC. Center back, 26 years old. There you go, Jay, you just said it. We need D so bad, man. We do. Now, you get a guy like Lorenzo Insigne, you've got Pozuelo, Soteldo's going to be gone, they're going to move Soteldo. Jozy Altidore ain't coming back, period. If they got to pay the $7 million to get rid of him, they will. Nick, when she sees the paycheck, she's coming. There you go, right? And Ryan says, give me Romagnoli. I like Romagnoli too. I might be happier with Romagnoli than Belotti, but it's close. It's close. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with that, but keep an eye on Toronto FC. They're making big-time moves right now. And there you go. Ramon says, one big move for TFC was getting Bob. Agreed, Ramon. I miss him already, he says. I bet you do, man. I bet you do. And it's going to be good, man. It's going to be real good with Bob Bradley. I like that signing a lot. It's going to be real fun to watch over the next few weeks with Insigne, Crescito, Belotti, Romagnoli, big-time Italian players. I mean, these aren't just guys that play for Serie A teams. These are huge, huge names in the Italian Serie A. And there you go, Raheem Edwards coming home. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Raheem has just been a lost puppy, man. Since he left Toronto FC, he should have never left. Yeah, agreed. When he went to the Chicago Fire, he should have never gotten traded. He should have never let him go. I forget exactly how he got moved. But Raheem's coming home, and he'll be a great depth piece for TFC. All right, so that's 56 minutes. Real quick, I want to touch on Brian Reynolds, possible loan to Anderlecht or a Club Brugge from Roma, or possibly back to MLS. I hope that he goes to Bruges with Tejan, be huge. Caden Clark, loaned back to Red Bulls of New York. Apparently, they say it's COVID-related. It's not COVID-related. They just know he's not going to get starting time at Leipzig, so they sent him back to Red Bulls of New York to continue that development. LAFC named Steve Cherundolo head coach. We'll talk more about the United States coaches and U.S. MLS-based coaches coming back into MLS here. And real quick before we go, guys, take this, think about it a little bit. We're going to be working. We need some more, we need some help here, all right? We need some help here with this. We're looking to bring in some correspondents, MLS correspondents for specific teams. So as this goes here, this is kind of in its infancy right now, okay, guys? It's in its infancy, but I'm looking to bring in MLS team correspondents. So if you're a big-time fan of an MLS team, if you want to get you want to fill me in, I need eyes and ears on the streets, ladies and gentlemen. I am a 36-year-old dude with 4 kids, 2 jobs, 3 YouTube channels. I ain't got time to follow every single damn team. So if you want to be an MLS team correspondent, send me a DM, an email, whatever, if you're interested. The goals for the correspondents are as follows. All right, so what I'm looking for here is, I'm thinking if you want to put something on your resume, if you're looking to get into the sports business, you want a reference, this is a way in. Another thing, we're going to apply for team media credentials under the Sons of a Pitch soccer name. So I've already been accredited through Canada Soccer, through CONCACAF. We're going to apply to as many teams as possible, and whoever that is. So there you go. Ryan Anderson says, I'm in for TFC, of course. All right, so then I would apply to Toronto FC from Sons of a Pitch Soccer with Ryan Anderson as that representative. Then you've got, as well, I'm looking for people to send me information about the team weekly. So send me something, you know, give me the recap of the week. What are the news? What's the notes? Who's injured? Who's not? Who's looking to play? All that kind of stuff. And then I'm possibly looking at expanding this into writing some type of blogs on a new website later in 2022. As well, players, you know, might need to, we might have to be a correspondent and come on to the regular episodes to discuss the team and or live stream reactions. So when we do a live with, there you go, Rocky says, I love it, I'm in for Portland. Well, there you go. If Portland we do a live, we might have Rocky come on the live stream reaction to talk some Portland Timbers for 20, 30 minutes, or hell, even the whole game. So we're looking to just grow the SOP family here. DSO says, can there be more than one correspondent? Sure, why not? Let's see how it goes. Let's see how this rolls, and we'll roll with it there. But it's basically like an internship, guys. I'm looking to to bring in interns here with Sons of a Pitch Soccer. We're trying to grow. We're going to grow. The focus is on SOP Soccer this year. Toronto Sports Insiders, I'm just kind of putting that on the back burner until I'm a full-time YouTuber. Right now, I want to focus on Sons of a Pitch Soccer. I want to grow this brand. I want to grow this channel like crazy. You guys have been huge. The success is already there. The blueprint has already been laid. I'm excited about this future. So send me a DM on Twitter. Send me a DM on Instagram. Send me an email, podcast@sonsofapitchsoccer.com. If you're interested in representing your team as an MLS team correspondent for Sons of a Pitch Soccer Central, and let's roll with it. With that, ladies and gentlemen, it's been an hour. It's been a lot of fun. We've been talking, my God, lots of stuff to talk about here. And you know what? We're going to be talking more about it next Monday night. But before we do that, we do have a live coming up here. We are going to be back. A live stream reaction coming up. When is it? When is it? When is it? Oh, my God. Where is it? Where is it? Come on. Where's my... there it is. There it is. All right. So, live stream reaction coming up Saturday night. Saturday night. Santos Laguna and Tigres. This is going to be fun. Liga MX, the Clausura is underway. Can't wait for this one. And there you go. We will be live on that one for Saturday night. So make sure you come hang out. Make sure you send on over a super chat. Make sure you hit that like button. Come hang out with us. Lots of fun. All right, guys. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Can't thank you guys enough. 2022 is going to be a huge, huge year for Sons of a Pitch.
Think about Soccer Cannon Central. And Ricardo Pepi.
Oh, the there other we go. Player. Look at this. There's Nick again. There we go. All right, guys. 2022 is going to be a huge, huge year. And there you go, man. There you go. Ramon says, can I do LAFC in Mexico El Tri? Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Shoot me an email, Ramon, or a DM or whatever. We'll talk about it soon. Thanks for watching, everybody. Lots of fun. Don't forget, go subscribe to Wife Children House, my buddy Nick Pateras, former co-host here on Sons of a Pitch Soccer. All right, guys. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you guys real soon. See you on Saturday night. We'll see you with a few more SOP FIFA 22 episodes as well. Good night, everybody. Thanks for watching.